Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is September 23, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Spoton raises $60 million United States dollars in Series C funding. MetaBank partners Finix and Taba Pay to offer faster payments. Ally Lending partners Sezzle to expand buy now, pay later options. PayPal launches new debit card in Ireland. Shopee launches a new program to support brands with e-commerce. Logi Travel, Destinia started accepting UnionPay. 58% of Hungary-based consumers are frustrated with e-commerce. Groceries and electronics to drive online retail rebound for APAC. Now let's get started. Spoton raises $60 million United States dollars in Series C funding. Spoton Transact, a software and payments company, has announced $60 million United States dollars in Series C funding led by DST Global. The new funding comes on the heels of Spoton's Series B funding announcement in March 2020 and reflects the company's growth over the last 6 months. Focused on the retail, services and restaurant industries, the Spoton ecosystem offers its technology to SMBs mainly. Spoton Transact's software and payments platform, coupled with a hands-on service model, offers end-to-end solutions which include marketing, website development, appointment scheduling, digital loyalty, review management, and both retail and restaurant point-of-sale solutions. MetaBank partners Finix and Taba Pay to offer faster payments. MetaBank has announced the expansion of its faster payments platform to include processors Finix and Taba Pay. With the addition of Finix and Taba Pay, Meta is giving its partners more options to process faster payments through MasterCard Send and Visa Direct. Meta, which is a subsidiary of Meta Financial Group, launched its faster payments platform in 2019. One of Meta's key strategic priorities is to grow its faster payments solution across all disbursement categories. Finix builds payments infrastructure for vertically focused software providers and fintech companies. With Finix, businesses can own and monetize their entire payments experience without having to build an in-house system or rely on third-party payment service providers. Taba Pay is a card payments processor for financial technology companies looking for solutions to disperse, collect payments and fund accounts in real time. Ally Lending partners Sezzle to expand, buy now, pay later, options. Ally Lending, the personal lending arm of Ally Bank, has announced it's adding to its retail market lending offerings via an agreement with Sezzle, an installment payments platform. The news comes on the heels of an announcement to partner with Vyze, MasterCard's alternative financing platform for retailers. Ally's latest announcement in the buy now, pay later space comes as this emerging segment continues to gain traction with American consumers. Leveraging its digital expertise and growing footprint in the retail lending space, Ally Lending will bring a fully digital application process to Sezzle for purchases up to $40,000 United States dollars and monthly fixed rate installment loans that can extend up to 60 months. Consumers using the platform will be able to manage existing orders, reschedule future payments, change payment methods and receive notifications ahead of their next payment. Ally Lending will begin funding loans for retail market borrowers in Q1 2021. PayPal launches new debit card in Ireland. As part of a tie-in with MasterCard, PayPal has launched a debit card in Ireland for its business users that will give traders easier access to their funds. The card can be accepted either online or in person at more than 52 million locations globally. The payments company declared that it will not charge monthly fees for the use of the card, nor will it be imposing foreign exchange fees for international transactions. Moreover, PayPal is offering unlimited cashback on the card with users earning 0.5% back on purchases. The cashback is automatically credited to the user's PayPal business account at the beginning of the following month. Cash withdrawals from ATMs will incur a fixed fee of 2 euros per transaction. PayPal has more than 1.5 million active users in Ireland, including consumers. Shopee launches a new program to support brands with e-commerce. Singapore-based e-commerce platform Shopee has launched the Shopee Media Agency's partner, SMAP, program with 5 network agencies. The aim of the program is to empower Dentsu Aegis Network, Omnicom Media Group, Publicis Group, Havas Group and Media Brands with the e-commerce knowledge and skills they need to help brands and sellers succeed online. It will cover all 7 markets that Shopee operates in, offering local and international brands the opportunity to scale their reach. In recent news, Shopee and JCB International have entered into a regional agreement to provide online merchants and shoppers with facilitated payment options. The partnership launched in July 2020 in Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam, followed by Singapore and the Philippines. LogiTravel, Destinia start accepting UnionPay. UnionPay International has announced that travel companies LogiTravel and Destinia have started accepting UnionPay. The acceptance partnerships between the OTAs and UnionPay began in July 2020 for customers across 13 European countries and another 90 countries and regions worldwide. The European countries covered by the agreements include the UK, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Austria, Switzerland, Hungary and Ireland. The brands covered by these acceptances include LogiTravel.com and Destinia.com, which together deliver more than 8.5 million worldwide travel bookings each year covering flights, hotels, holidays, car hire and other experiences. The partnerships incorporate UnionPay's ExpressPay and Secure Plus technology, which will ensure seamless transactions for the customers, contained within a single process through the relevant websites. UnionPay's technology also provides for the requirement to authenticate transactions under the EU Regulation Payment Services Directive 2, PSD2, ensuring that sites will be compliant as soon as the relevant countries apply the requirements. . 58% of Hungary-based consumers are frustrated with e-commerce. E-commerce News has reported that over half of the nearly 3.5 million online shoppers in Hungary consider e-commerce a frustrating experience. Accordingly, 9 out of 10 consumers have stopped an online order before checkout was completed, and the reasons behind cart abandonment are usually mistrust, such as past bad experiences, a seemingly unreliable website, an unknown payment page, or general lack of information. Besides, it was stated that 10% of failed transactions are caused by timeouts, and another 10% are caused by incorrectly entered data, information shown by the payment experience report from Frontra. Moreover, according to MasterCard's business development manager, nearly 58% of people in Hungary are frustrated with online shopping, while 1 in 5 are specifically uncomfortable with paying. Although the interests of the buyer and the merchant are the same, there should be no compromise on payment solutions. Furthermore, insights from Economic Research Institute GKI show that the COVID-19 pandemic has led to a boost of e-commerce in Hungary, as in the first 6 weeks of the lockdown period alone, more than 50,000 new Hungary-based online shoppers appeared, bringing the number of domestic people shopping online close to 3.5 million. Overall, e-commerce in Hungary grew to 984 million euros, an increase of almost 35% compared to the first half of 2019, E-commerce News reported. Groceries and electronics to drive online retail rebound for APAC. A new forecast by Forrester has predicted that online retail sales will grow from US$1.5 trillion in 2019 to US$2.5 trillion in 2024, with a compound annual growth rate, CAGR, of 11.3%. In addition, the research firm estimates that online retail sales in APAC are expected to get a boost from new buyers due to COVID-19, but at the same time, consumer spending will take a hit due to the slowdown of economies. The forecast comprises data for 11 countries: Australia, China, India, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, South Korea, Thailand, and Vietnam. In Asia, more than three-quarters of online retail sales occur on mobile devices. In 2020, 75.8% of online retail sales will occur on smartphones, and Forrester expects online retail sales by smartphone to grow at a CAGR of 13.6%, reaching US$2 trillion by 2024. Consumer electronics is the largest retail category in Asia, and it accounted for US$260 billion in online retail sales in 2019. Forrester predicts that the percentage of total consumer electronics sales taking place online will jump from 54% in 2019 to 75% by 2024 due to the rise in channel share of consumer electronics devices, including smartphones, TV sets, headphones, and smart speakers. Instead, grocery is the fastest growing category in the region due to the COVID-19 crisis, and the research firm expects to see a CAGR growth of 30% from 2019 to 2024 when it comes to online grocery services, reaching US$359 billion. The forecast also identified social commerce as an emerging key challenger to traditional online retailers, and Forrester expects this category to reach US$684 billion by 2023. Noting that COVID-19 will also fast-track the adoption of social commerce channels outside China, where more existing and new entrants will experiment with content-sharing commerce, membership-based team purchases, reselling, and live-streaming e-commerce. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.